It's one thing to share the talent. The thing that I think makes it so special here at Mount Calvary is we have musicians that share heart. Gidi, you've been such a wonderful blessing to us. Vicky, and your willingness to come and work with the choir, and just what a wonderful spirit you've brought, and to have the opportunity for you to come to share your talent with us, it's been such a blessing to us. Terry, we'll still pray for you. How in the world you get from New Orleans to a little church up here in Northern Virginia? The only answer I can give, it's because of God. That's
the only good thing that came out of
Hurricane. That's the only, there you go. Not only do you share your talent, but you share that smile and you share from the heart. There's a freedom at Mount Calvary that I've never had the privilege to witness in any other church. And for just a moment, I don't normally brag. I am going to brag. I believe that God has blessed us so richly because we've been faithful to Him in so many small things. He's allowed us here at church just to be blessed beyond anything that I could ever imagine. With such a wonderful spirit, it's not of us, it's not of our doing, it's anything physical we do, it's just simply, we come to Him, and through the sincerity of our heart, He blesses us. And there is a freedom. I saw that on Friday night. I saw that, as I mentioned to you in the end, when Miss Joy was moved by the Spirit and just enjoying that wonderful music and how everybody just smiled and were so uplifted by that expression of love. So many times in the Sunday morning service and the Wednesday service, God just kind of takes over, takes us in directions, not as according to these notes that are in front of me now, but according to His Holy Spirit. Last Sunday morning when Debbie shared that song, it just touched my heart. In the sermon notes that I had, they were there, and just God says, we're going a different direction, and we went, and God blessed. I love freedom. I believe freedom is found through God's Word. I believe that He has the desire to set each and every one of us free. There's a wonderful, wonderful scripture. As always, my notes are everywhere, and we'll get to them. We'll get to them. But in the book of St. John, in the 8th chapter, the 32nd verse, it's a very short verse, and it reads, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Heavenly Father, that a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Allow us with open minds and open hearts to receive what you have for each one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The truth will set you free. This week was one of the busier weeks that I have had. And on Monday, I had responsibilities, had to run down to Richmond to help out somebody in need and use the old truck. On Wednesday, I had to leave that morning early to go to my parents and to take my mother over to the Millboro Presbyterian Church for a funeral, dear Anna Cawthorn, who had been attending that church for 68 years, had passed away. And her son, Mason, and I are very good friends. We hunt in the fall of the year and been friends now for the last 50 years plus. So to take her there and to come back that afternoon and to right into the church service, And then because the weather had turned so nice during the week, and boy, last week after about Wednesday, that weather was beautiful. That humidity was down. And our problem is at work, when the weather gets real nice, you say, oh, I got to get it done now. We got to get to work now on it because of weather. And so we find ourselves just running a little fast, and sure, we were tearing off roofs. We were putting plywood down. Brother Gene called me on the phone. This is Gene. Brother Gene, talk fast. I'm tearing off plywood here, you know. And the guys were over there, and Gene says, you know what? I have something special to tell you. He says, Brother Don Hartzell has been going through some stuff. And he says, but he's coming to the concert tonight. It was Friday, I think he called me, Gene, wasn't it? It was Friday. He says, he's coming to the concert tonight. And he says, we're going to lift him up. And I said, Gene, thank you. Thank you. And then on the concert Friday night, and how God's Spirit just started to move. And I was tired. But friends, there is a freedom. There is a freedom when you know that God is leading, guiding, and directing. There's a freedom that it's not a license to go and do. But there is a freedom knowing. There is a openness within your heart and your mind when you know that the truth has set you free. Most people in the world, they get this little phrase and this little concept, they get it mixed up. They think that the truth that will set you free is finding out something about somebody else. Oh, I understand now why such and such did that. That explains it. When the freedom that I am talking about is the freedom of knowing yourself. It is the freedom that God gives when you start to find out about the truth about yourself. In this New Testament, writer Paul, he tells us to run the race. And the nice thing about it, he tells you to run your own race. Don't run anybody else's. We find ourselves so guilty, and I'm just as guilty, of trying to run other people's races for them. I have a lot of advice for everybody. The problem is I'm the one that needs to understand the truth about me. And that truth that God reveals to you about yourself through His Word, that truth will set you free. When Gene called, we were over there, we were putting plywood back down because there was a roof leak. Charles, I'm going to talk about roofs. I'm going to give an illustration. If we do get into a discussion, Lydia, you doing okay? Good. You know, we can get you some water, a little mint there. So you got a mint there. If we get into discussion and disagreement, you can bring all the vegetables you want to do that, because it was just thrilled us last week. But this leak had gone on. And the problem is, the leak, they try to fix it. I wasn't a part of the fixing. The shingles were on that roof and were a little bit of a low slope over there. So they had decided to do the thing, do some patch with some tar and all like that. Then they finally decided to put a little aluminum fiber coat, which is a coat in a can. You mix it up, spreads all over and do all. So by the time we got there and looked at it, this thing had a layer of patch and patch and patch. And I said, well, we're going to tear the whole thing off. We're going to take off the shingles. We're going to take off the tar paper. And we found out that even the first one is initially put down, they'd put this paper that actually stuck down to the plywood. So we ended up taking the plywood off And we found out the leak had gone through there and was actually into the rafters over there. So we had to do repair work on those rafters. We had to go find the root of the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, I also have an illustration for you. In our busyness of the week, coming in, we went to make lunch, we opened up the refrigerator door. There was an odor coming out of the refrigerator. I know you've never had that in your life. You've never opened that refrigerator expecting to look for something good to eat, and that little odor catches you. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm like, guys, we're going to get to the bottom of this. And trust me, the offending item in the refrigerator was not right there in the front like you'd want it to be, right? Guess what? We had to do some digging. We had to do some searching. We had to go back through. We went, and those refrigerators over there, it's a 30-inch refrigerator over there, and I never knew that it could be used also as a time capsule. But as things started to come out of there and we were checking dates, it was like a history lesson that had gone on over the last 5 years in that unit. Wow. And the problem is we had to take everything out. And we had to pull and we had to go clean it and we had to get it to take care of that offending item. What does that all mean? Sometimes my life is the same way. Sometimes I let something just get to me, get gnawing at me, and sometimes I got to go find it. I got to go get it. I got to reach in there and go because, you know, what do I normally want to do? Same thing you want to do. I want to push it to the back. I am a wonderful house cleaner as long as that room has a carpet in it, a rug that I can sweep things under. So many times in life, I will do the same thing. But it says in God's word is the truth. The truth will set you free. And I believe that this truth that we talk about is God revealing to me about me in his word. To me, God's word is very simple. This is a book about Jesus coming and dying for your sins, hanging upon a cross. And it simply states in there that whosoever will call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. This is a book about you accepting what God has said and done for you in his word. It's simple. But the problem with this is you got to put it to use. You can't take the truth that you've heard. You can't take the things that you see. You can't just let them just slide over. I talked to somebody and I said, well, they were having a problem forgiving someone. So I asked them this question. I said, well, let me ask you a question. I said, do you believe that the Almighty God will heal you? Oh, yes, I do, Pastor. I believe it. So you believe that? Yeah. You mean that there's something going on in your life that God can supernaturally reach in and touch you? I believe that, Pastor. I believe it. Well, do you believe that God in his word says you ought to forgive those that do you wrong? Well, that's hard for me to do. Well, do you believe that God can get a hold of you in your heart and bring forgiveness? Well, let me think about that. Because if he said yes, then he'd have to realize that the secret weapon that I have open in front of me is God's word. I call it a secret weapon. What a secret weapon is, my brother used to talk about secret weapons that he had. We would go hunting, and all of a sudden, he'd bring out his old shotgun. He had an old double-barrel shotgun that, trust me, I don't think he could hit anything with. And he'd bring that thing out, and I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Brother, I'm taking my secret weapon." I said, "Well, what's so secret of it?" He said, "Secret because I never use it." And he says, "Boy, when they see me coming with the shotgun, they will not be scared at all. I will scare no one with it because they've never seen it." Well, people have got things in this word right here, secret weapons that they've never used. There are things in this word, if you simply open up and you start to believe the things that are written in here about you and I, miracles in your life will begin to happen. Things that were so important and had you in such an uproar, God will just eliminate them. The truth about yourself will set you free. I have to accept it. I have to put it in my heart. I have to put it into my daily living. And that's the problem. I have to clean my refrigerator more than once every 5 years. Amen? Amen. You may think that's silly. But to me, I see so many things in life where God is just trying to touch your heart. He's trying to clarify things that you simply... Hear that amen? Amen back there. Did you hear that, Dave? I heard that amen back there. You simply have to start looking through the eyes of a child with forgiveness, with warmth, with understanding that, God, I don't know, it doesn't make sense to me. I can't figure it out. I can't put the pieces together. I'm simply going to have to stand and walk by faith in what the book says. That's all it is. Those little noises in the back there, last Sunday we brought those two little babes up here just to see, and what a warmth it brought to your heart. Friday night when I saw Miss Joy dance around here and talk, what a joy it brought to my heart. Because it wasn't something that, oh, I'd figured it out. No, I got it. I put the place. Oh, no. It was simply me seeing and hearing God's love in action. The challenge that I give you is the same challenge I give to myself every day. God, deal with me. Through your Holy Spirit, show me the truth about myself so that I can better serve you. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house today. We've opened your word, God. You've challenged us within our heart of hearts to better understand this truth that makes us free. So God, we just want to challenge each other's fellow believers. God, we just want to be willing to share each other's burdens. We just want to go about spreading the light, the good news of the gospel wherever we go. And God, to do that, we ask you that you'll just simply deal with each one of us. Prepare us for what you have. And God, just kind of clean out our refrigerators every now and then. Just let us be aware and go back and rid anything that would be a stumbling block in our lives, God. Now, Heavenly Father, give us safe traveling mercies. Allow us to go about this week and just with full of the love of God and the wonderful things that you have in store for us. Let us be anxious and let us be happy looking forward to the many things that you're going to do. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said amen. Amen. Stand to your feet if you're able. Don't forget, on Wednesday night we have ice cream.